At least 100 people, including villagers and soldiers, were killed in central Burkina Faso during a weekend attack by Al-Qaeda-linked militants. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. This assault, described by regional experts as one of the deadliest this year, took place in the Barcelogho commune, about 80 kilometers, 50 miles, from the capital, Ouagadougou. The attack occurred as villagers were assisting security forces in digging trenches to protect outposts and villages. Fighters from the Al-Qaeda-affiliated Jim group stormed the area, opening fire on those present. Al-Qaeda later claimed responsibility, stating they had gained total control over a militia position in Barcelogho, a strategic town used by security forces to combat jihadis threatening the capital. Videos from the scene, reviewed by experts and media, show at least 100 bodies, including both civilians and soldiers. The Burkina Faso government responded with ground and air support, but exact casualty figures were not provided by the security minister, Mahamadou Ossana. He condemned the attack as barbaric and emphasized the government's commitment to protecting lives. The ongoing violence in Burkina Faso has left half of the country outside government control, with jihadi groups linked to Al-Qaeda, and the Islamic State killing thousands and displacing over 2 million people. The military junta, which came to power in 2022 promising to curb these attacks, has struggled to make progress, despite seeking new security partnerships. The trenches being dug in Barcelogho are part of a broader effort by the government to involve civilians in security measures. However, the lack of effective air cover and intelligence, combined with human rights abuses by security forces, has led to more people joining jihadi groups, further complicating the security situation. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.